Good evening, everyone. Good evening. The Heilige Oruch HaShulchan, the Oruch HaShulchan was one of the greatest poskim in his generation, the Oruch HaShulchan. Before the Mishneh Berurah was published, I think it's true to say that together with the Chaya Odom, which was a previous generation, the Oruch HaShulchan was one of the most important halachic sforim. It's quite extraordinary to think about the Oruch HaShulchan's. He didn't even leave such a long time ago, but the Oruch HaShulchan was able to write and publish a sefer on Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch, basically with a few, only a little bit missing. He wrote on four Chelke Shulchan Aruch, an extraordinary work that he published, the Heilige Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan, extraordinary sefer, who's actually, he's got the, very often, he's Melamed Choson Kedal Yisrael, he very much has an agenda of, he's very open about this, of explaining when there is minhagim in Klal Yisrael, or not even minhagim, when there is things which are done in Klal Yisrael, which don't seem to be exactly the way it should be, according to Shulchan Aruch. He always explains it in his Melamed Chos, in many, many areas of Halacha. So Shulchan himself had a son. And that son, although he was a Mechaba Sforim, and he wrote many Sforim, such as the Torah Tmima, Baruch She'oma, and other Sforim, he was actually a banker. He was a banker, he was a businessman. The Torah Tmima, he himself was a very, it's a great time at Chochem, but he was a banker, he worked in a bank and he was a businessman. That itself is a story why he went into business, but he was a businessman. The Torah Tmima, he wrote the Sefer on Chamish Chomsh Torah, his name was the Torah Tmima, was a son, I believe he was the oldest son of the Oruch HaShulchan. The Torah Tmima was a banker and he had quite a senior position in the National Bank. And he reports, the story goes, and he wrote himself a book, a biography, I don't know if it's an autobiography, I think it is, or maybe a biography by his father. I didn't read it myself, but apparently it's a good read. So there he reports about a very senior minister in the Russian government, very senior minister, who actually was a Yid, but he was, not only that he was a Yid, being a very senior minister, he was actually shomer Torah mitzvahs as well. He kept Torah mitzvahs, kala, the easy mitzvahs, kevachamura, like the difficult mitzvahs. He kept everything, this very senior minister. And it seems that the Torah Tzmim was a banker, quite a senior banker, he had some dealings with him. And this senior minister, he was shomer Torah mitzvahs. And you cannot get in Russia, I think it was in Russia, he couldn't get a senior minister appointment job. You wouldn't be able to get that if you're shomer Torah mitzvahs. So he approached him once and he asked him, what's exactly the story? How come you are from, you keep Torah mitzvahs and you have got such a senior position? What's the story? He said, I'll tell you the truth. The senior minister replies, he said, I wasn't always from. And I made my career, I stepped forward and up and up and in my career until I became this minister. I wasn't always from. And I only got the job, and only at the later stage I became from. So the Torah Tmima asked him, what made you go from? What was the turning point? Because you know, although nowadays the tshuva movement, we all know, is very... But this is quite a recent phenomenon. Before 100 years ago, yes, there was Moshe Montefiore and there was others, but it was the tshuva movement, Balei Tshuva, quite a rare. What made you come back? He asked. He asked him, what made you come back? And he replied the following. He said it was, the senior minister replied as follows. So what happened was that I was completely turned away from the Derech of Hashem. I was brought up in a reform house. I kept absolutely nothing. In fact, I was even married to a Goyish lady. I kept absolutely nothing. But what happened was that once I heard about a Sreifa in a certain town, Rachman Litzlan, there was many people died in a certain village. There was a tremendous tragedy happening in a certain village, and many people died. There was Yidden, and there was one Goy in that particular village. I think it must have been a very small village. And there was one Yid. And they were only able to detect that he was a Yid. Everybody died, and it was hard to identify who was who. But they were able to give him a Kvuras Yisrael. They were able to bury him, because that Yid was wearing tzitzis. And because he was wearing tzitzis, upon his death, it was identified, and he could, people were able to recognize and identify that he was a Yid, because he was wearing tzitzis. Otherwise, there was no way they could identify his body being a Yid. There was no way. So I heard about this, and he was given a kvuras Yisrael. He was being buried. People were buried. He was buried as a Yid. So the senior minister said to the Torah Tzmimah, said, I had heard about this story, and I thought, you know, I'm living like a goy. I live like an absolute goy. I have no shaykhas whatsoever. No connection whatsoever to Yiddishkeit. But at least I want to be buried like a Yid. Whatever happens, I want to be buried like a Yid. So I said, I heard about the tzitzis, which was something very foreign to me in my life, or something very foreign. But I decided, you know, I keep absolutely nothing, but I want to be buried like it. I want to have tzitzis. And I start searching and researching, and I find out about tzitzis, and I then put on, I buy tzitzis, I find out, I buy myself a pair of tzitzis, and I put them on. And I put on the tzitzis, and I started going to work with tzitzis, because I wanted one day to be able to get kvuras Yisrael if something happens to me, he says. At least I have kvuras Yisrael. But eventually I realized that it's a little bit weird to wear tzitzis, and to do nothing with those tzitzis. I was wearing tzitzis day in and day out, knowing nothing about it, doing nothing about it. And eventually I found out that actually there's a blessing, there's a bracha that you need to make about the tzitzis. And I started making a bracha about the tzitzis. Can't wear tzitzis without the bracha. But then I realized upon moving on a little bit further, that there's no, you can't have tzitzis making bracha on tzitzis if you're not wearing tefillin. Well, then I moved on and I put on tefillin. And as I say, the rest is history. And here I am, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, being a very senior minister in the Russian government, all from wearing tzitzis. Oh, this is what the Torah Tzimim reports firsthand. That's how the Torah Tzimim as a banker got to know this very soon. I don't know what the end of his was. I assume and I hope that he didn't actually need his tzitzis to be identified as Yid when he was Nifta, and I'm sure he wasn't, but I just thought of sharing this with you. Tonight in Mitzvah Shem, we're learning Simon Tezzain, Shear Talis, a very relevant halacha. What is the shear of a talis? How big does a talis need to be? Very important halacha. Because, of course, we realize that if one wears tzitzis on a baguette which hasn't got the right shear, which hasn't got the right size, certainly one is not fulfilling the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be, there's a baguette, you need to have the right size of a baguette. What is the size, the sheer baguette that is chayiv betzitzis? Within that, we're also going to be learning the halach of chinuch. What age is chinuch with regards to tzitzis? Let us see Sif Simon Tezayin, Sif Aleph, which is what we're going to be learning tonight. Sheer talus, Sif Aleph. Sheer talus, the sheer of a talus, the minimum sheer, the minimum measure of a talus, shechayiv betzitzis. So the shear of a garment, of a baguette, that is chayiv, that is obligated to attach tzitzis to it, is what? Sheiskasev bo be'oirech uveroichev, that it should be the kind of material, the size of a material, which can cover the oirech, the width and the length. Roishoy ve'ruboy shel koton. It should be able to cover the roishoy, the head, the rub, the majority of his body, shall cotton of a child, hamehalech levadoi beshuk, who can walk independently in beshuk, in the market outside, ve'eino tzorich achal leshomroi, he doesn't need anybody to look after him. Says the ma'oz chayv betzitzis. That is the age of chinuch of tzitzis. And this is only true if a godoil, if a bar mitzvah, will sometimes wear that, will occasionally wear this arai, will go with that kind of item to the market. So let's just go slow over here. We are discussing now what is the shear, the size of a beggar's chai betzitzis. So what is the shear? So now we're going to see, we're ultimately going to lead to a centimeter measure. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't teach us centimeters. He's telling us that the size of a talis that is chayiv betzitzis is the kind of size that a child would, the kind of child that would normally independently go into the market. What age is that? He doesn't need his father, his mother to look after him. What age would you say? I suppose it depends if it's in Edgeware or it's in, that's right, yeah, it depends a bit where. But, okay, assuming that it's a nice Heimisch area, what age would you normally allow your child to go, doesn't necessarily mean to shuk the market. It means public areas. What age is that? 10 maybe? Good. What do you think? It's a machlok. What age do you think? What age? 8? That's mamash. It's mamash machlok. This is a machlok. Yeah?
In other countries that are actually strong.
Good. Right. It's all from 3 years on down the street. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Talking about more other civilized areas, what age would you say? What age can you go on to the 8, 9? Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to go with the opinion, what the Mishneh Berurah paskens, that it's a 9 year old. Okay, 9 years. It's very similar to what you mentioned, a 9 year old. So now, if you've got a 9 year old, you need to be able to cover the majority of his roishay of his body, the majority of his body. And once you know what that size of a 9 year old, the size that roishay verubay is covered, then you know what the size is that is chay betzitzis, of a bag is chay betzitzis. That's right. That will be the bag, the size that is chay betzitzis. Now the reason why do we go according to a 9 year old? Why is it that we go according to 9? Why don't we go according to a 3-year-old? Why do we go according to that age of hamahalach labadoi b'shuk? Somebody can go independently in the market. V'ein etzach shmir, and it doesn't need anybody to look after him. Why do we go according to that age? Right. Right. At a later stage. Yeah. I think that there is sometimes external factors why people don't, depending where they live, even what the child is, depends on how mature the child is. It depends, as all very true. These external factors sometimes do make a difference. But as far as the maturity of the child is concerned, generally speaking, what kind of age is an age that normally you'd allow, leaving out external factors, what kind of age is the child normally mature enough that the parent would normally trust him to go? So that is about 9 years old. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the consensus. So the reason why we go according to that age is because that is the age that a child is really chayv b'chinuch. That's really when there is the main chiyuv of chinuch actually starts at that stage with regards to tzitzis. So therefore, that's the age we are going to. What kind of size are you talking about then? What is the size in centimeters that roishoy veruboy, that you've got the majority of the body? I mean, it's obviously not talking about leg, it's just talking about roishoy veruboy. It's talking about, the Achronis speak about that, it's talking about the upper part of the body. Roishoy veruboy, what ham of a 9 year old, how big is that roughly? Centimeters?
24.
12, yeah, is that, everybody agrees to that?
So
yeah, we could
measure him up.
That's right, measure up. The MSA is that we're going to see that some Achronim did that. They measured the annual old, and they went accordingly. That's right. Okay, let us see what the Mishneh Berurah says over here. Sef Kotten Aleph in Mishneh Berurah. Shel Kotten, V'hainu Ben Tes Shonim, 9 year old. So the key age of he is 9 year old. That's really what the age is. Betshuvas Ramins Simon Kufyud, in the Tshuvas Ramins in Simon Kufyud Mefalpel, he questions Hayeich Yoytzim Bedalat Kanfas Aktanim Mizashir. How can children who are smaller than that, younger than that, and they're going in Talay, they're going with tzitzis which are smaller than that? How can young children wear tzitzis which are smaller than the required shear? How can they do that? They're not fulfilling the mitzvah at all. That's what the Maharamin speaks about. The Torah Dvorov, and the answer the Maharamin says the Mishneh Berurah, the mutav leilech bohem meleilech kolayim bli tzitzis. Better to walk with tiny tzitzis rather than no tzitzis at all. So when you're putting on to your 3-year-old, you're putting on tzitzis. Yes, it's, you know, you put your 3-year-old, you put on tzitzis, better option, you put on with a puffer train and a tzadikal, and you put it, yeah? So it's all very nice. They're not really fulfilling the mitzvah. So the question the Maharamin asks is, if they're not doing a mitzvah, what's the point of doing that? There's no point. It's not a sheer tzitzis. Why giving that tzitzis to him? The answer is a very sounds like a the answer is better that than nothing. Better that than not wearing tzitzis at all. It's true they're not fulfilling the mitzvah, but it's better than nothing. For da kemoshe kos lamed the om shivoch baboyke al talis gadol viftur es akon veelcho boyke al yom. So da kemoshe gives him a step further, and he says, really, if you think about it, think about the young children who wear tzitzis who are very small. If the truth is they're not fulfilling the mitzvah with it, what's going to be the question on it? If they're attacking fulfilling the mitzvah with it, why do you put it on? We say better out than nothing. Better out than nothing, but no bal toisif. No bal toisif. But the question is, exactly, how can we mechanach children to make a bracha on something which you can't make a bracha? You and me, we won't be able to make a bracha on it because it's not shet tzitzis. So why can he? Why can he? That is a question that Achonim discuss. How can a child make a bracha on a tzitzis which is so small? Okay, we're going to see an answer shortly, but that's a very good question. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah continues on top of the next page. It's always good, and one should always make sure to have a shir talis, complete shir talis. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one should make sure that the shoulders of the talis cotton should be wide. He says you have to make sure nice, it adds an additional point over here, which is not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch. But he says that you need to have a baguette. The tzitzis needs to be a baguette. Never mind the size of the tzitzis, he also needs to have a sham baguette. He says, if you've got the shoulder length is too narrow and it looks like ritzuos, it looks like straps, that's no good. It's no good. It must be a proper baguette, and you have to ensure that the shoulder length is properly wide. He doesn't say how much. But we understand the difference between straps and a proper baguette. So it says one should ensure that it is. I want to just pinpoint quickly over here to the Bi'a Halacha. The Bi'a Halacha mentions over here, just answer the question that we asked earlier. The Bi'a Halacha says, with regards to a tzitzis of a child which has reached the age of chinuch, that a child must put on tzitzis already when he reached the age of chinuch. He says, with regards to a child, the reason why he's fulfilling the mitzvah to some extent, as far as chinuch is concerned, is because we call it roshe v'rub of his own size. So since he is smaller, child is smaller, so the Rosh Hashanah for him may be sufficient for him to fulfill the mitzvah. That's what the Bi'ur Lecha says, that maybe that's the reason. Therefore, consequently, what do you think about the bracha? A child to make a bracha on that? Probably will be okay. That's what the Bi'ur Lecha says. Okay, but let us see, what is exactly the shir? So, Halacha Lemaisa, how big does a tzitzis need to be? Rabbi Sai, any suggestions? How big does that mean? How big does it mean? So we understand where it's coming from. Yes, it's based on a child. He needs to be covering Rosh Hashanah of a 9-year-old. How much is that in centimeters? 12 centimeters maybe. How much do you think? How big does the tzitzis need to be? Yeah?
It depends. Does it go all the way around the head?
Right. So, good question. First of all, we're going to see later on that the area, the opening area, where you... The open area is not counted. We don't count that area. And we look at the front as one unit and the back as another unit. How big does it need to be? Mishnah Berurah says, and that's really halacha lemaisa, how big the tzitzis need to be, because that's something when one buys a baguette of tzitzis, one has to ensure that it has a shear. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Please, let's have a look at Sif Cotton Dalet, but please do skip 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. I want to start with the words over inyan. Over inyan shir roishoy verubay. Okay, how much is that shir? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Roishoy verubay. Kasa besefer pri haaretz beshem derech chokhma. Sheshiuro shloishes revi'ei ama be'oirech vechatzi ama be'roichav. 3/4 of ama length and a half of ama be'roichav in width. Vekasa v'alzal machtzis ha'shekel v'atzis ha'chayim. There's no source for that from the Gemara. Especially when it comes to the half ame. But halacha lemaisa says the Mishnah Berurah, uminek anshei maisa. The minek is of the Anshe Maise, people who are careful to fulfill the mitzvah, ledakdek, to be careful, halach lemaise, shibay amma melefonov, it should be a full amma in the front, ve amma meleachorov, and a full amma in the back. Ve nekev, beisatzavo, where you put, where the hole is, ein oile leminyan is not counted. Vitalis cotton kazeh, and if you're wearing a tzitzis of that size, yotze kol asfikas, you're fulfilling all opinions, v'yochoy levorei cholov, and you can make a broch on that. V'al kol ponim, but at the very least, so lechatchili should have a whole amma in the front, a whole amma in the back. V'al kol ponim, but at the very least, lo yifchoyz mishloishez revia amma ba'orich lekol tzad. At the very least, make it nose, it mustn't be smaller than 3/4 of amma in the front, 3/4 amma in the back. But if you haven't got 3/4 of an amma, you're going to have a brocha levatola there. A full amma in the front, a full amma in the back, lechatchila, bedi'evet, 3/4, and 3/4 in the back. How much is that halacha lemaisa? So of course we're going to run into the machloikas, Reb Chaim No, and Chazon Ish. So according to the Chazon Ish, we're talking about 58 centimeters is the full amma. 58 centimeters. Somebody, you must have been very precise. How much 58 centimeters? We've got an expert over here. How much is... That's 58?
That's about 30.
That's 30, so keep going. 58... Probably a bit. I would have 58. Okay. Double that. 58 centimeters. That's the lechatchila. How much?
There's marks here, so I can measure.
58. That's about 50? Okay. 50. That's about 58. In the front, that's lechatchila.
The length, but over here.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, 58, correct. Rosh Hashanah, that's right. 58, that's lechatchila, anshe maise. Bedi'eved, it will be 3/4 of that, which is 46. Am I getting this right? 46. That's, but smaller than that, according to 44, 46? 44, thank you. Bedi'eved, no, if it's smaller than that, according to Chazon Ish, you can't make a bracha. According to Reb Chaim, no. The shear is a bit smaller. The full amma is 48. 48. How much is 48? That you'll be able to show us. 48 centimeters. How much 48? It's quite a lot smaller. That's the full amma. Okay, that's the full amma. That's the full amma according to Reb Chaim. No. In the front and in the back. And 3/4 of that is going to be, how much is 3/4 of 48?
36.
Okay, that's going to be the share according to Reb Chaim No. Anything lower than that, according to Reb Chaim No, according to Mishneh Berurah, you won't be able to make a brocha. You won't be able to make a brocha. And this is certainly something one should ensure. If one buys a baguette of tzitzis, one should certainly ensure that he's got the share. That he has the share, because less than 3/4 of an amma, you won't be able to make a brocha, according to Mishneh Berurah. Yeah. So that's a good question. Initially, the Mishneh Berurah says that it should be at least the chatzi amma. But the Maaseh of the Mishneh Berurah paskens that, well, the Mishneh Berurah says 2 points. First of all, he says where the hole is. But the Maaseh, he seems to be paskening it should be an amma there as well, or at least a 3/4 of an hour. He brings 3/4 of an amma as well there. 3/4 of an amma. Yeah. The question that some achronim discuss, and the achronim seem to be bothered, including Aucha Shulchan, and other achronim question as to whether that's really the minhag. Does everybody really have that size tzitzis? Adults. Does everybody really have that size tzitzis? Or maybe, what is it, are there people who don't? is it really any way of justifying people, men, adults who wear tzitzis, which are a bit smaller than that? Is there any way of justifying this? So again, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't see any way. Mishneh Berurah, according to Mishneh Berurah, you can't. It has to be that size, and anything below that is no good. Some Achronim, however, want to approach that in a more lenient way, and some Achronim, including the Och Shulchan, they say, this is all if you actually want to make the bracha on the tzitzis. Nowadays, we wear a talus, and then we only wear the tzitzis, not for the bracha, but it's a bag at which we wear, which is specially designed for fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis throughout the entire day. So since it's specially designed, it's a cheftz of the mitzvah, and we wear it the entire day, and we don't make a bracha on it, the Och Shulchan has a tzad that maybe, if, because it's choshev on its own, because of the mitzvah that we fulfill with it, could be that it doesn't need to have the shir. But again, that's not according to the Mishneh Berurah. That's certainly not according to the Mishneh Berurah. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, we spoke about the shir talas shechayev betzitzis. We said the shir is the shir of a nine-year-old, which is the age of a child that can go independently without any further without any further adults, will go levado b'shuk, will go outside in public domain. So it's about a nine-year-old, and he has to cover roshe v'roboy of a nine-year-old. We spoke about the fact that this is the shear of tzitzis, because that's the age of the chinuch. That's where chinuch of tzitzis really starts. According to that, we discussed that the shear is, according to Mishneh Berurah, lechatchile, should have an ama in the front and ama in the back. And we spoke according to Reb Chaim, no, it's 48 centimeters. According to Chazon Ish, it's 58 centimeters. But it should be no less than 3/4 of an amma to make a bracha, said the Mishneh Berurah. If it's anything under 36, according to Reb Chaim, no, or 44, according to the Chazon Ish, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha on that. And the Chatchila one should always aim to have the right share in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly.